Hey everyone, welcome or welcome back to the Lifted Podcast. My name is Peyton. Happy Monday or whatever day you're listening to this. I hope you guys are having a great start of your week. Before we get into the episode, as always, make sure you leave a rating and review on this podcast because that is actually how these platforms share it and put it out there for people who have never seen it before to discover it for the first time. It would mean the absolute world to me. So thank you in advance. Happy Monday, everyone. I am honestly, let me be real for a second, because that's kind of the point of this entire podcast episode today. It's about vulnerability and being open and real and all that good stuff. But yeah, this is Monday morning when I'm recording this, just like earlier than it's going up, obviously. Let me tell you, I could not think of an episode to do. I have all these ideas written down of episodes I want to do, but none of them were like hitting me. None of them were in my heart that I was like, I want to do that right now. So, like, you know, brainstorming is cool, planning ahead is cool, but sometimes you just gotta speak from the heart, because I was genuinely just, like, looking down at this list of podcast episode ideas, and I was like, I genuinely don't want to talk about any of this right now. So, you know, that's where I am right now. It's currently Monday morning when I'm recording this, because I was stressing all weekend about what episode to record, and then I was on my walk this morning, and I was like, oh my gosh. Yes, this is it. So let me just be real. I'm not always on top of my game, but luckily I'm a morning person. So I was up at 6 and got some stuff done, including this now. So I'm very grateful that I'm such a morning person, because if I would have woken up at like 8:39 and then had to just like get ready and go to work, I would not have a podcast this week. But we're here, we're ready, we're recording, and I'm ready to speak from the heart. But before we get into that, make sure you follow my socials. They're in the description. I recently have been getting super into posting on YouTube, and I've been really up on my game with TikTok and Instagram Reels, so it would mean the world to me to support me on other platforms, so you don't just hear my voice, you get to see my face and see my life outside of kind of just sitting here talking. Today's episode is gonna be something that I could speak on for a while, but we're gonna try to keep it nice and short, not only because, you know, for your sake, but also for the fact that I do still have to go to work this morning. So yeah, but we're gonna try to keep this nice and straight to the point. So today's episode is going to be about vulnerability and how it is not a weakness, and kind of today's society has turned being like closed off into this big trend. I feel like I see it all over. Oh my gosh, my voice. Can you tell it's the morning? Okay, anyways, all over TikTok and Instagram Reels, and it's just like these sad edits, like gym edits and stuff like that, and it's like, oh, like I'm never gonna open up again, like I have these walls up, like don't let anyone in and stuff like that. And it's just like, then it's becoming a trend, so these people are following it and they're like just closing off and they're not opening up and they're bottling up their feelings, and it's making it really hard for people to connect with people now. So it's like, that's not what we want. So I'm here to speak the opposite of it. While I do think it's important to keep some things to yourself, like you do not need to share every single part of your life out there for the world, and you don't need to open up to every single stranger, it is important to connect with people, because humans are very social creatures. That's what kind of, I mean, even just look at like most mammals, like they are very family oriented and they care about like their close, I mean, animals, it's literally just their family, but like with humans, we're able to connect with that friendship and deep, like we kind of get to choose our family in a way, like we don't get to choose our blood, but we do get to choose our family, and that is so important to have that community. And this is coming from someone who really doesn't have that many people. It's really not about how many you have, like you don't need to have this whole group of friends and just like this massive like party group, and you can go out with like five friends on this day and a different five, like no, you don't need that. You just need like close bonds. If you do have close bonds with a ton of people, that's awesome. But when it comes to your inner circle, that's what I'm talking about here. Like you need to connect with people. You need to have relationships, because if you don't have people to talk to, you are going to lose that. Communication is a skill. I find this with myself, honestly. Like, let me be, you know, whole point of this, like I said, being real. After little life event, I kind of like isolated a little bit, and I didn't really talk to anyone about anything, and I stopped hanging out with people, and I kind of just like cut people off, and that was not my best move, that's for sure. But it took a lot, and like I'm still getting the effects from that right now of like not being able to open up about the way I'm feeling to people. So it's like not communicating for so long, it will literally alter your ability to communicate in general. So it really is a skill just like anything else. So when you're constantly practicing, you're going to be a lot more in touch with your feelings and being able to communicate those feelings to people to form genuine connections and also keep genuine connections, because communication is so big. And if you're not constantly like keeping up with that, you're going to lose that ability. Like I said, like I'm still struggling. Like I'll go to talk to someone, and if something's bothering me, I'm so non-confrontational. I will just let it be. I'll be like, whatever. And then it'll bother me and it'll all just build up until I'm overthinking. And then I eventually just like go away from that person. And like, that's my toxic trait. That's my red flag for sure. Let me stop joking, but no, being so honest, that's definitely a big issue of mine, is that like, I just won't confront people about what they're doing is bothering me, because like, sometimes they might not genuinely know. Like, sometimes they definitely, people can have ill intentions for sure, but a lot of the times like they're hurting you without them even realizing it. And if you don't speak up about the fact that it's hurting you, they're never gonna know. And then it's just gonna build up and you're gonna just not enjoy their company anymore. So it's just, it's not worth it. Like, just communicate. And that's obviously a lot easier said than done. But, you know, coming from someone who's working on that herself, you honestly, like, first is you need to be open and vulnerable with yourself before you can be open and vulnerable to anyone else. Get past yourself. Stop thinking you need to be perfect, because you're not and you never will be. And that's not what God made you to be. God never intended for you to be perfect. He knew that you were going to fall short, and he still loves you anyways. And other people can still love you. It's not, you don't have to be perfect for the world. And honestly, what I find is that I connect with people just like pretty much anyone else. I'm sure you can relate to this. You connect to someone when they are open with you and they're vulnerable and they share their struggles, because you're like, oh, like I struggle with that too. Like, we can relate. Like, no one's gonna relate to you if you portray yourself as perfect, because you're not and they aren't either. And all you are gonna do is make ingenuine connections and people who don't really like you, because they're like, oh, whatever, like Little Miss Perfect, little like whatever, perfect life, like, you know. My favorite thing to kind of say to get this into people's heads is kind of like, your shortcomings are what is going to be what helps others in the future. So a big one I like to use is, I struggled with my weight for a long time. I was considered obese by the doctors. Every single time I went to the doctor every year, they would tell me that I was clinically obese. And I went through the weight loss. I went through eating really poorly. I went through eating not enough. I went through the constantly just thinking about food and the eating disorder aspect. I went through strength training now and building myself up. So I can relate to people who are struggling with that stuff. And like, I still have times where if I overeat the next morning, I'll be like, like, I'll still have that little thought that's like, don't eat breakfast, don't eat breakfast. Like, you don't need it. You ate last night too much. So it's like, I relate to those people and I understand, like, I know, like, I feel like if you are trying to lose weight, you're not gonna wanna get advice from someone who has been skinny their whole life and struggle to put on weight. Like, they're not going to be able to help you, and you're probably not going to want to hear from them. You'll be like, yeah, whatever, like, you don't understand. Because quite honestly, they don't understand. Same with if you have anxiety, you are not going to want to get advice from someone who has never had any sort of anxiety, because they can't help you. They don't understand what you're going through. Most of the time, those are going to be the people who are like, just chill, like, it's fine. Like, no, like, people don't understand. I have anxiety about specific things. And so when I hear other people have, like, you know, let me just open up here. I'm a very plan ahead person. So if I know I have something going on in like a week, I will stress about that thing all week about what I need to do for it. Like, what, who's going to be there. Like, I will stress so hard about the preparation, almost like talking myself, like, oh, I don't want to go. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. But then like, once I'm there, it's always fine. But like, I stress about things so much in advance before they even happen. And then also like, I need an exact, like, I'm a scheduler. I'm like, I need to know what time we're going, what day we're going. I need to know in advance so I can plan. Like, I'm just, I get anxiety about things. Like, I'm not a very go with the flow person. I'm working on that, honestly. So, like, I've been trying to say yes to more plans that are just, like, last minute, because I'm trying to just, like, work my way out of, like, needing to know everything in advance, because sometimes the most spontaneous days and plans are the most fun, and if I talk myself out of it, then I'm gonna miss out on those experiences. But yeah, I'm not gonna want to hear from a very go with the flow person who, like, doesn't schedule ever. I don't want to get advice from them. Like, they're not gonna, what are they gonna tell me? Like, oh, just go, you'll be fine. Like, oh gee, thanks. It's like people who, like, suffer with depression, like, just don't be sad. Wow, really? You know, like, it's addiction, like, just stop. Like, food, I think people, especially, like, when it comes to food, people don't understand that that is, like, if someone's a drug addict or if someone's an alcoholic, you can just completely just stop. Like, obviously, it's very hard still, like, because your brain is constantly thinking about that thing. But, like, you can completely stop. Someone who struggles with food, you still have to eat. So, like, imagine telling an alcoholic, like, okay, like, you need to stop drinking so much, but, like, you still have to drink 3 times a day or whatever. So, like, people who don't understand those things aren't going to be able to help someone as much as someone who opens up about it. And if you open up about it, you will see how many people you can truly affect from that. You honestly don't know the impact that you have on people's lives. And I'm not just talking about the people that you yourself interact with. I will forever, like, just talk about the ripple effect of the domino effect, whatever you want to call it, the butterfly effect. You can literally talk to one, I'm not talking, like, you don't have to make some big platform with a million followers and open up about your struggles, and because, you know, some people aren't for that, like, they don't want their struggles out there for the world, but just one person you can help by opening up and being real and offering, like, genuine connection and conversation with them. Okay. Now, that person, they love your advice. They take it and they use it and they help themselves and they get better. Now, that person goes on, they're a little bit more social than you. So they go on and tell 10 people who are struggling with that, and they open up to 10 different people. Those 10 people, they all go on to tell 10 to 15 people, and it just goes on and on and on until eventually something that you said, even though it's not going to be linked back to you, you don't have to get the credit for it. Just think about how many people you are impacting without even realizing it, and they will never know it was you. And that's honestly even more beautiful, because you don't need the credit. It's not you. It's God working through you in the first place. But you're helping people without you realizing it, without them realizing it. But you're making a positive impact here. So say you're feeling a little bit more selfish today, and you're like, you know, I don't really care about helping other people that much. Like, I'll keep my secrets to myself. Okay. It's fine, I guess. I mean, but let's talk about how this could benefit you by opening up, because, you know, if you're feeling a little self-centered today, you know, we've all been there, but I wouldn't recommend it, but I don't know what I'm saying right now, but this can benefit you, because how many times, say, like, you're holding in some big secret and you just want to tell someone, like, you just need to tell someone. It's the same thing. When your struggles, like, you don't have to deal with everything by yourself, and you can learn something from everyone. So you don't have to go to a therapist. You don't have to. Like, is therapy beneficial? Absolutely. I genuinely believe that anyone can use therapy, regardless of how happy you are, how good your life is. I think you can use therapy, because we're all suffering from something. We're all struggling with something. Again, none of us are perfect, but just opening up in general takes such a big weight off your shoulders. Just confiding in someone, whether it's something small, like something you struggled with this morning, like, oh, I struggled to get out of bed this morning. Like, I struggle being productive. I feel lazy. I struggle with comparing myself to people. I struggle with attachment. I struggle with abandonment. I have commitment issues. I have, like, just open up about why. And if you find someone that you trust and they just sit there and listen, you will find yourself opening up more and more. Honestly, even if you don't have that person, just go, like, in your notes app and just do a voice memo and just rant, open up. Like, you do not need to keep everything bottled inside. Write it all out. Journaling is so, so good for you. I recently have been wanting to get back into it. I took a while and I haven't really been journaling. And this is honestly, I'm going to go off topic for a little bit, but I mean, it's kind of on topic because, you know, it's about journaling. But I went to journal the other day because, like I said, I myself have been struggling with telling people how I feel because I kind of self-isolated for a little bit there. So I went to journal and just like try to think because like I've been feeling so many things and like emotions, and like I'm a feeler, like I'm a very deep thinker, I'm a very deep, like my soul is, it just, it never stops. But so I went to like sort things out and write down in my journal for the first time in a long time, and I just sat there with my pen and a blank piece of paper, and I could not get words out to match my feelings. Like I couldn't, like the paper stayed blank. I genuinely just was like, I'm feeling so many things, I'm thinking so many things, but when it comes to putting it together to being able to verbalize it or to being able to write it down, I just couldn't. And that like scared me so much. So I'm going to get back into journaling and kind of get that skill back. So if you don't journal and you go to journal and you feel like you can't, just know that's normal. Just like communication, journaling is a skill. Like getting to just, my biggest piece of advice is just to write something. Like just start writing. Like most of the time you'll start to get a little bit of a flow from that. Like just write down how I'm feeling, or just write down the date, write down your name, write down something, write down a word, just start somewhere. And then that kind of gets your brain going and you'll start to get into the flow of writing. I love writing. I would recommend it to anyone. It's such a good way to organize your thoughts. And also like, you can help someone with your writing, because if you write it all down, it puts a much more clear image of exactly what you're thinking onto paper. And that makes it easier for you to verbalize and to help others in a way that's going to be a little bit easier for them to understand as well. Because if you're just sitting there feeling all these things and you're trying to verbalize it, sometimes it doesn't come out the way that you mean. And especially like if you're feeling frustrated with someone, something is bothering you that someone is doing, especially like when it comes to like a significant other, or like a really close friend or family member, sometimes it'll come out in a harsh way that you don't mean. It'll come out in a way that seems backhanded or not genuine, or like gaslighting almost too. Like just if you take the time to cool off and write down and organize your thoughts before you just spew them out at someone, it can save so much anger and resentment and just a potential argument or just bad feelings towards someone. And now I promised I would keep this episode short, so I'm just going to wrap this up by saying we are all human. We're all here for a short amount of time, and God willing, we're here for probably like 80 years, something like that. I mean, who knows with this generation? I feel like we're probably going to live to be like 120, but you know, maybe not. Maybe the world's going to, I don't know what's going on in the world, but you know, God willing, we're all here. We're going to wake up another day. And if we don't have that community and we don't have that connectedness with people that we get from just opening up to people and forming genuine connections, you are going to feel so alone. And while the time here goes really fast, if you don't have anyone, it's going to feel like it drags on. Your days are going to feel long. You're going to have that empty feeling inside. Open up to God, ask for his help in opening up and communicating and giving thoughts, and just be open, genuine to people, because we have enough fake people in this world. So if you just be a light for people, be real, be someone that they can connect to and open up with and just have a genuine conversation with, put your phone down, turn it off. When you're talking to someone, just don't look at it. Just sit there and actually like appreciate people's presence and talk about real things, not just small talk. I cannot stand small talk. Oh my gosh. Like at work or just like meeting someone for the first time, I'm so bad at it. I'm so awkward. But get me in a deep conversation and I will ramble on and on and on. Like that's kind of what the point of this podcast is, because I feel like we're lacking deep thinkers nowadays. It makes me so sad because I just want to connect with people and just like have really deep conversations, but it's hard for me to connect off of small talk because, oh, I cannot stand it. Oh my gosh. I need to work on it so bad. I'm so bad. I'll be so short with my answers, but Anyways, that's off topic. So, like I said, if you're going to take anything from this, just be honest with yourself and others. You don't have to go telling your life story to every single stranger that you encounter. And it's probably not that smart because not everyone is trying to be your friend. Not everyone is rooting for you. But if you just, you can, I feel like you have that gut feeling, which is actually that gut feeling is in the Bible, which is, I don't have the exact Bible story up right now in my brain, but if you look it up, like that gut feeling that came from biblical terms of like your intuition type of thing. And I feel like it turned into something that like the worldly practices stole, like trust your gut. And it's like the universe telling you something, like, no, it's God, but you know, new age practices, a lot of new age, sorry, I'm going so off topic, but a lot of new age practices honestly have so much biblical background, and they don't even realize that they're stealing stuff from the Bible and just putting it into their own terms to make themselves their own God. It is so bizarre. And honestly, like, I don't know, I feel like if people were more open to learning about religion, I feel like there'd be a lot more. But yeah, I feel like it became a trend almost to be like anti-Christianity and anti like all of that. I don't know what's going on with the world, you know. Just, there's a song called Praying For You, and it's like, it's not like a prayer for someone, it's like this guy praying for God, and he's like, I know you don't need it, but like, God, I'm praying for you. That's how I feel, honestly, like all the time. Like, the world is going, okay, that's gonna wrap up this episode. Let me stop being all a little sad here, but just know, God loves you. God loves others. He would want you to open up and be real. He doesn't want you to be perfect. He sees you for exactly who you are, just as someone out there is going to see you for just who you are and love you even more just for the fact that you are who you are and not perfect. Because again, no one's going to be able to connect to you if you're perfect. They're probably just going to end up resenting you. And yeah, that's what I got. So like I said in the beginning, make sure you give this podcast a rating and review if you liked it. It means the world to me. It's how these platforms share it to more people who have never heard it before. Follow my other socials, like I also said, and I will see you guys in the next episode. I hope you guys do something this week that lifts you or others up, and I'll see you guys next Monday. Bye.